Chapter 2, September 1997. Hey, here come the boys. Give me your tired, you're hungry, and you're wretched. Especially you're wretched. Some of my best friends are freaking wretched. Garen Gustafson grinned as he rose from the front stoop of the SAE fraternity house and tossed a half-empty beer can over his left shoulder. The can arced upward like a Scud missile, hung in the air for a full beat, and spiraled down in a flash of spinning aluminum. Pete Berovich and Shane Blackford, seated two steps up the dilapidated front porch of the aging frat house, cursed as they ducked in tandem. The can hit the edge of the step behind them, then pinwheeled back into the air, spraying beer as it went. "The only thing wretched is your aim," Pete said, coughing. "It's no wonder you've stayed with the same girl since high school. You can't hit the side of a barn with a tin can. What chance you got making a college girl smile in the dark?" Garen held up a middle finger without turning around. "If I'd been aiming for the barn, you'd be picking shingles from the roof out of your hair. I was aiming for the two chicken shits on the front stoop. I'm hearing a lot of squawking, so I couldn't have been too far off." Garen raised his arms above his head, stretched his spine, as his two friends wrung beer out of their Sigma Alpha Epsilon sweatshirts. Goofballs. And they had the temerity to question his aim. He had taken the house to how many intramural hoops wins in his 2 years with the fraternity? He could have put the beer can right through the second floor window above the porch, set it down smack in the center of the desk in Shane's nearly OCD level, immaculately clean room. Not that Garen wanted to put another hole in the sagging multi-story monstrosity they called home. As much as it looked like a pretty white barn, all gussied up for the first night of the University of Montana's infamous Geek Week, structurally, the frat house was as rotten as a cow with intestinal worms. From the outside, it was something right out of Pleasantville, fitting in perfectly with the dozen other frat and sorority houses that lined the bucolic stretch of suburban Missoula, kitty-corner to the main campus. But if you stuck your head past the doorframe, craned your neck just a little bit, well, it was a different story. Loose wires hanging from sparking sockets, stairs that disintegrated beneath your feet, ceilings that drizzled down plaster, toilets that backed up...